Good afternoon.
大家下午好。
你好。
It's like the only Mandarin word that I know.
And Coke. Today is Wildy Sunday.
今天是 Wildy 星期日主日。
And once a year, we have an opportunity to come to the adult congregations to share with you of what God is doing in our next generation.
每一年我们都有今天这一个机会来跟大家分享神在年轻一代中的作为。
So thank you, Pastor Stephen, for inviting us to share these wonderful stories with you.
所以 Pastor Stephen 请我们刚才来跟大家分享一些故事。
Let me introduce myself to you. My name is Pastor Kelly.
我跟大家自我介绍一下，我是 Pastor Kelly.
And I have been a part of this church community for 15 years.
我在这个教会已经15年了。
9 of those years spent as a pastor, working with our high school students.
其中9年是作为一个青年牧师和高中学生一起。
I've been married for 8 years and I have 2 kids, 2 boys.
我结婚8年了，我有两个男孩。
So Bradley, who is 5.5, and Theodore, who is almost 3.
Bradley 快五岁了 ，Theodore 三岁。
They're a handful.
他们让我很忙。
Becoming a parent has really been an eye-opening experience for me.
成为一个家长真是一个大开眼界的经历。
And I think a lot of parents can relate when I say that with parenting, 1+1 does not always equal 2.
大家可能能够明白我所说的，当你成为人的父母时候，对孩子来说，一加一不总等于二。
And just because you teach a child one thing doesn't mean that they're always going to listen to you.
并不等于你教了他一件事，他就会听你的，然后听从你。
And for me personally, it's really helped to round out my ministry as well.
对我个人来说，为人父母呢，也帮助我的事工大有助益。
And the struggles of a parent are unique and different because each child is unique and different.
因为我们每个孩子都是独特的和与众不同的，所以我们的家长的每一个挣扎也是不同和独特的。
So let me start off this afternoon by asking you, how much do you know about Wildy?
今天我要问大家，你对于儿童青少年事工部到底有多少认识呢？
Our mission statement is this, to partner with families to grow a solid and authentic faith in their children's lives so that they may become life followers of Christ.
我们的使命呢，是与家庭同工，帮助孩子们建立真实稳固的信仰，成为基督一生的跟随者。
And in essence, we want to work with the family unit to become a village that will disciple the next generation.
本质上说，我们只想跟每一个家庭来同工，形成一个像村落一样的一个群体，来培养下一代成为主的门徒。
And our RHCCC 2016 theme is discipling the nation.
我们教会今年2016年的主题也是来使列国成为主的门徒。
And as you are being discipled by our community around you, I pose this question to you this afternoon.
在座的诸位，在你所在的群体也在被培养成为主的门徒，所以今天下午我有几个问题要问大家。
Who are you discipling?
你又在训练谁成为主的门徒呢？
What kind of impact are you making on another person's life?
你在别人的生命中具有什么样的影响力呢？
Are you ready to be discipled to be a difference maker in our community?
你自己是否也预备好成为主的门徒，成为一个带来改变的人呢？
And are you giving back to this community that has given to you?
你是否回馈并服务于这个教会团体呢？
And so I hope this afternoon you will allow me to share my story with you and inspire you as a congregation to reach out to our young people and make a significant impact in someone's life.
所以今天下午请允许我与大家分享我个人的故事，希望能够启发我们整个国语堂的弟兄姐妹们，使大家都愿意去关心年轻人，在他们的生命中留下重要的意义。
The passage that we're going to be looking at this morning is from Psalm chapter 71 verses 17 to 18.
我们今天下午的经文是诗篇71章17到18节。
And I know we read it, but I'm going to read it again to refresh myself.
那刚才大家已经诵读过了，那我自己再读一遍。
So it says this, Since my youth, God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, my God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your mighty acts to all who are to come.
神啊，自我年幼时你就教训我，直到如今我传扬你奇妙的作为。神啊，我到年老发白的时候，求你不要离弃我，等我将你的能力只是下代，将你的大能只是后世的人。
I want to take some time to look at this passage. And if you look in the bulletin, there's three things that we can infer and learn from these two verses.
今天我想和大家一起来研读这两节经文。大家从周报上可以看到，从这两节经文中我们可以学到以下三点。
The first thing is that we are to recall and remember what God has taught us in our own youth.
首先我们要回想及纪念我们年轻时神对我们的教导。
And the second thing is to reflect and renew what God has done for us in our lives.
第二点就是反思及回顾神在我们生命中所成就的一切。
And we need to ask ourselves how we can respond and reach out to others.
那第三点我们就要想想我们可以如何回应及关爱他人。
And the psalmist here is trying to tell a generation of people that there is a new generation that's rising up.
诗人在这里试着告诉与他同代的人，有一代人正在兴起，正在成长。
And he is commissioning the older generation, all of us in this room, to impart wisdom and take up an influential role to help the younger one.
那他鼓励老一辈的人呢，传授智慧来影响下一代。
And this afternoon, I am commissioning us as an older generation to seek out God's will in our life on how we are to disciple the nations and especially our younger generation.
所以今天下午我要跟大家来谈一谈，我们如何能够承担起这个使命。既然神呼召我们去使列国做他的门徒，那我们如何来使我们的下一代成为主的门徒？
So let's take a look at verse 17. Since my youth, you have taught me.
我们来看看第十七节，自我年幼，你已教导我。
You are in this room. You are here in this place. We are Christians because we have been invested in. And this is done in two ways.
今天你在这里，在这个会堂里，作为一个基督徒，是因为在你过往的生命中，有人在你的生命里倾注了他们的心血。
The first way is by God. God has been the one to invest in us.
第一呢，首先就是神，他将他自己倾倒给你。
Now you may have accepted Christ in your youth or in your teens or even in your adult life, but God knew us from the very beginning.
也许你是从青少年期或者是成人之后才信主的，但是神从起初就认识你。
He thought of us, He created us, He invested in you and I.
Yeah, 我们在他的心意里，他创造了我们，倾注了他的一切给我们。
The Bible tells us that God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
圣经告诉我们，神昨日、今日、一直到永远是一样的。
And so while we may think that the moment God is made real is the moment we realize it,
当我们认为神是真实的时候，就是那个时候我们突然明白过来。
In fact, God knew us from the very, very beginning because He created us. He thought of us.
就是因为神他真是造了我们每一个人，我们在他的心意中，所以我们就知道了。
And so since our youth, whether we knew it or not, God has been watching over us, has been teaching us, and has been investing in us.
其实从幼年开始，不管我们知道不知道，神已经一直看顾着我们，教导着我们，倾注他自己的一切给我们。
The second way that God invests in us is through His people.
第二种方式就是神透过他的子民，同样来投入在我们的生命中。
Now we are a product of two things.
我们是两种事情的结果。
We are a product of prayer.
我们是祈祷的结果。
And we are a product of discipleship.
我们是门徒训练的结果。
So whether you are younger or older, someone much older than us has invested in our generation.
不管你是年轻的、年老的，至少有一比你再高一辈的人，他们在你的生命中投入了很多心血。
They have prayed for our salvation, and they prayed for us to be able to see the truth.
他们为我们的救恩祷告，为我们能看到真理来祷告。
Being a product of a discipleship means somebody older than us has invested time to walk life with us.
那么透过门徒训练成为主的门徒，是因为有人花时间在我们身上，来使我们得到门徒的得到门徒一样的训练。
Holy living, spiritual disciplines, and how to be joyful in the Lord isn't just taught in a class.
圣洁的生活、属灵自律，以及在如何在主里喜乐，并不是从课堂上学到的。
It is modeled to us by people who actively pursue this.
它是由那些勤勉追求这种生命的人为我们做出了榜样。
And so you ask yourself this question.
所以你问问自己这个问题。
If I have been invested in, and we are God's people, how can I then invest in this next generation?
如果有那么多人投入在我的生命中，并且作为神的子民，被呼召培育我们的下一代，我该如何开始呢？
Let's look at verse 17b. And to this day I declare your marvelous deeds.
我们看看十七节后半节，直到如今我传扬你奇妙的作为。
The challenge is for us to find opportunities to connect and speak into a young person's life.
我们面临的挑战就是寻找机会和年轻人能连接，并且能够透过话语对他们生命产生影响。
We need to search out opportunities to build a relationship with them so that the upcoming generation might know the awesome stories of what God has done for us, His people.
我们需要寻找机会和年轻一代建立关系，以至于他们这一代人可以知道神的所有的奇妙作为和他在子民中的种种所行的故事。
Do not hide away from this responsibility and opportunity.
不要从这个责任和机会中 来逃避。
We have been called to turn our lives into a significant impact to inspire the next generation.
我们被呼召将我们的生命转为成一个影响力来激励下一代。
In chapter 5 of Matthew, it tells us that we are called to be the salt and light of the world.
马太福音第五章告诉我们，我们要成为世上的光和盐。
His word tells us that we are to do good deeds so that others may see and praise God in heaven.
这经节告诉我们，我们要做好行为，人们看到我们的好行为，就归荣耀给天上的父神。
And to me, this says two things.
对我来说，这句话有两个意思。
It says the first thing is that we need to prepare ourselves to be disciples of Christ.
首先我们要自己预备好成为主的门徒。
We need to build our foundation as disciples so that we can disciple others.
所以我们作为基督的门徒要建立好我们自己的根基，我们才能培养别人成为主的门徒。
To be a model of God's love and integrity in our life so that God will not only see our deeds, but also so others will see our character and praise God in heaven.
在我们生命中活出神的爱和价值，使别人不仅仅看到我们的行为，还看到我们的品格，就赞美天上的神。
And secondly, when we talk about being salt and light to others, it's not just to non-believers.
我们说我们是世上的光和盐，这不仅仅是对不信主的人而言的。
But it's to everybody. And as we talk about this morning about the next generation, it's to be salt and light to our next generation.
而是对所有人来说的。但现在我们谈论的是下一代人，也就是说我们要成为他们的光和盐。
How are we showing good deeds and allowing our next generation to see them to praise God in heaven?
我们如何来让他们看到我们的小好行为，使他们能够真是归赞美给天上的父神。
So we need to do our good deeds, we need to love God's people, and we need to share our stories.
所以我们要积极行善，关爱神的子民，分享你的故事。
So that all people, including the non-believers and our younger generation, can have God illuminated in their minds and in their hearts.
所以所有的包括不信主的人和我们年轻的一代都能够有神的光照在他们的心思意念里面。
The last point we talk about is that we need to respond and reach out, and reach out to who? It's reach out to the next generation.
所以接下来我们要说，我们要回应，要去关爱我们的下一代。
You know, verse 18 says, even when I am old and gray.
十八节说，神啊，即使我年老发白的时候。
So it gets to a point where all of us in this room, we will become old and gray.
所以我们都知道，我们在座的每一位，有一天我们都会年老发白。
When we reach the end of our life, are we asking God, what kind of an impact have we been making in this next generation? What are we leaving when we leave earth?
当有一天那天到来的时候，我们都要问问我们为下一代人留下了什么可以继承的东西呢？
And so if you are God's people, the call to disciple, and especially the call to disciple a younger generation, is for you and I.
所以作为神的子民，这个呼召成为建立下一代成为主的门徒，这个呼召是给你和给我的。
Now whether you are a parent, a grandparent, an auntie, an uncle, an older brother or sister,
不管你是父母亲、祖父母亲、叔叔阿姨，或者是兄弟姐妹
，You are part of God's family, and you are part of this family church, this church family.
你是神的子民，你也是这教会的一份子。
And we have a whole younger generation that is thirsting for the knowledge of God.
我们有整整年轻的一代人，他们渴望来认识神。
But they're not just thirsting for knowledge. They are thirsting for somebody to walk life with them, to share their lives with.
他们不光光渴望知识，他们渴望真是有人能与他们同行。
For someone not just to say love like Jesus do, but for someone to love like Jesus does, to show them how to love like Jesus does.
不是有人单单的告诉他们耶稣是如何爱的，而是要在生命中身体力行的使他们看到耶稣是如何来爱。
For an older generation to show the younger generation how the Holy Spirit plays a role in their lives.
作为一个上一辈人，你要让他们看到圣灵是如何在你的生命中来行使的。
And this call is not just a call for pastors, or for a call for counselors, or a call for parents.
这个呼召也不仅仅是给传道人、给学生的辅导和各个父母的。
It's exactly like the passage says. The psalmist says, "Even when I am old and gray," and he means a generation of old and gray people.
就像诗人在这里说，尽管他已年老发白，他是整整指一代老年人。
So as a generation of elders, they are asking God not to forsake them until they have made a lasting impact and left a legacy for the young people.
所以作为年长的一代，他们求神不要离弃他们，等到他们将神奇妙的作为传给下一代。
They ask God to not forsake them until they declare their God's marvelous deeds into young people's lives.
他等到神，他们祈祷神将他的能够使他们将神的奇妙作为传给下一代。
Until they can invest in the young through prayer and through discipleship.
直到等他们透过祷告和门徒训练，将他们自己属神的生命投入到下一代的生命中去。
The Great Commission in Matthew 28 tells us that we are to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Okay, 马太福音二十八章大使命告诉我们去使万民做主的门徒，奉我的名给奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And it is not just a call for pastors or counselors or deacons.
这个呼召也不，这个使命不仅仅是给传道人、学生辅导和各个父母的。
Jesus commissions all of us to do that.
耶稣命令我们所有属他的人都要做这件事。
And when we read the English version, many of us think that the verb is the word go. So go and make disciples.
当我们读英文的这段圣经的时候，我们往往认为这段话的动词是 go， 是去。
But in actuality, the verb is to make.
所以事实上呢，希腊原文这个动词是 make， 制作的意思。
So when Jesus says to go and make disciples, it's not to go and make disciples. He is saying go and make disciples of all nations.
所以他当耶稣说去做使万民做门徒时候，他不是强调那个去，他是强调你要真的使万民做我的门徒。
And making disciples is the response of any Christian who loves God.
那么培养他人成为主的门徒是每个爱主的人的回应。
To not just receive from the church, but to give and to spend time to actively make disciples.
不仅仅是从教会获得，而是要给予花时间训练别人成为主的门徒。
And in the context of our time here this afternoon, I want to make the case that we are to apply the Great Commission that Jesus gives us to disciple the next generation.
在今天下午这个信息的背景下，我想把主耶稣给予我们这个大使命应用到如何建立年轻一代成为主的门徒。
And so God is commissioning all of us in this room to take up the responsibility to disciple a younger generation, the upcoming generation.
神呼召我们每一位今天在座的各位能够负起训练下一代成为主门徒的责任。
And as verse 18 says, we are to pass down from our generation to the next the glorious deeds of the Lord, and that his might and his wonders might be known.
就像刚才十八节所说的，我们要向下一代宣扬神属的能力和作为，使下一代真的能够认识他。
I want to share with you that many years ago, before I became a pastor, God gave me this passage in my heart.
我想跟大家分享，许多年前，当我被呼召成为一个青年传道人的时候，神透过这几节经文向我说话。
And these verses are verses that help push me to dedicate my life and respond to God's call to serve Him through serving our young people.
这些经节帮助推动我，真是来献奉献我自己，通过服侍年轻人来服侍神。
I came to Christ in my youth after many years of struggling to find my identity, my place, and my purpose on earth.
我是在青少年时信主的，是在经过了许多年的挣扎，来寻找我在这世上的身份、地位和目的。
And in my youth, I finally found clarity by accepting Christ and starting a relationship with God.
直到信主之后，一切对我才变得清晰起来，我也开始建立和神的个人关系。
And verse 18 reminds me that as I have found my way to God in my youth, I am to declare then his power to the next generation.
那么十八节提醒我，既然我从青少年时就认识了主，所以我应该将他的作为传扬给下一代。
Because I have experiences and passions and gifts to share with our young people.
因为我可以把我的经历、我的热忱和恩赐传递给下一代。
And God has given me and you these experiences, passions, and gifts to share with others so that they will be encouraged in faith and have a model of Christ in their lives.
所以当神将这些经历、这些热忱和恩赐赐予你和我的时候，我们就可以在信息上去鼓励别人，使他们也在他们的生命中看到一个基督的样式。
So if you understand and accept this call, but you don't know how to disciple the next generation, it's very simple.
如果你明白并且接受这个呼召，但是不知道如何开始训练下一代成为主的门徒，这很简单。
You have to ask yourself, what kind of experiences have you gone through that a younger generation can benefit from learning from?
你可以问问你自己，你有什么样的经历可以使年轻的一代从中得到注意？
What kind of passions has God put in your heart, convicted in your heart that testifies to God's greatness?
神在你心中放下什么感动可以见证他的伟大呢？
And finally, what gifts can you impart on this young generation to show them what an awesome creator we have?
你有什么恩赐可以传授给下一代来证明我们的神是多么伟大的一位创造主呢？
There is a wealth of knowledge in this room that all of you possess.
今天在座的各位都拥有很多宝贵的知识和经验。
And God wants us to ask Him how we can use that knowledge and experience to pass down to our next generation.
那神需要我们来真是如何使用我们所拥有的这一切，使他们成为一个向下一代传扬主能力的开始呢？
In 2012, my grandmother passed away.
我的外祖父母是在2012年去世的。
And we were very, very close.
我们非常非常的亲近。
On the first Mother's Day after she passed away, I did some reflection on what kind of an impact she made in my life.
在她过世后的第一个母亲节，我反思了一下她在我生命中的影响。
And I realized that this is a woman who had a wealth of experience in her lifetime.
我看到了这是一个我的祖母一生经历了很多宝贵的经验。
She lived through World War II. She had 5 kids, and she worked tirelessly to provide for her family.
她经历过二战，她有五个孩子，她不辞辛劳的工作养家。
Like many in our previous generation, she was a new immigrant. So when she came here, she had to learn a new culture, a new language, new food, new everything.
呀，跟在座很多人一样，她也是第一代移民。当她到加拿大来的时候，他要重新学习语言、文化、习俗，包括饮食。
And the character and the life experiences that she had helped develop me as the next generation.
那他所在这些生活经历中所形成他的宝贵的品格，在我这一代人身上形成了很大的一个影响。
Because she not only told me of these experiences or taught me how to love other people, she modeled to me how to love other people.
她并不是仅仅告诉我她的这些经历，她还让我看到如何去爱别人。
When she was old and gray, she was asking God how she can impact this next generation.
当她年老发白的时候，她甚至去求问神，她如何来帮助下一代。
And so as she invested and shared her life with me, I learned experiences, I learned her passions, and I was gifted with her life.
Yeah, 所以她在我的生命中倾注了很多她的经验，所以以至于我能够明白和经历神。
I want to share with you my personal story of how I came to faith and what kind of impact an older Christian had in my life.
我也想跟大家来分享我个人的信主经历，以及如何那些年长的基督徒在我生命中的影响力。
High school was a very confusing time for many students, including myself.
中学时代对很多学生，包括我自己来说，是个非常困惑的时期。
And it's a time where you're trying to make decisions about your career, where you're who you are in Christ, and friendships. You're trying to make lifelong friends.
这个时期，你尝试为未来的职业做打算，尝试找到你个人的身份认定，并且看是否能交到一生的朋友。
And it's also a time where you're growing in responsibilities and you're shaping your worldview and your values.
这个也是你开始承担更多的责任，开始形成你的世界观和价值观的时候。
And so, like many high school students, I tried to find my acceptance and my place in this world through friends.
所以，就像很多中学生一样，我开始尝过透过朋友在世界上来寻找我的位置和接纳。
And I thought very hard to try to find a group of people that would accept me.
我试着去找了一群人可以跟我是一样的。
And I walked down a bad path.
我走了一条错路。
I did things that were self-destructive, and I hurt my family and my friends in the process.
做了一些伤害自己的事，而且也在这个过程中伤害到了我自己的家人和朋友。
And it wasn't until I was 16 when a friend of mine invited me to attend this church.
直到我16岁的时候，我的一个朋友邀请我来到我们这个教会。
And I started going to the youth group, and I was welcomed by people who loved Jesus.
我就开始参加青少年的团契，然后有一群人，他们对我非常的欢迎和接纳。
You could tell that they accepted me and just allowed me to be a part of the church family.
你可以看到他们真的是接纳我，而且允许我成为这个教会的一份子。
And at this time, there was also a counselor who took me under her wing.
这时候呢，也有一个辅导员，他真是将我覆盖在他的翅膀下面。
And she took the time to talk to me, to give me life advice, to meet up with me, just to spend time with me.
他花时间与我交谈，给我一些生活的建议，就是花了很多时间在我身上。
And so not only did she tell me about Jesus, she modeled to me about what it meant to love Jesus and love the community around me.
他不光光告诉我耶稣是谁，他也向我示范出什么是爱耶稣，什么是爱我周围的这个团体。
And her life was a great and deep influence on mine.
所以他的生命在我的生命中起到了深远的影响。
And through her ministry and example, I accepted Christ into my life because I saw a light in her.
也是因为他的事工和榜样，我接受基督进入我的生命，因为我看到他里面的光。
It's because of how someone spoke into my life and gave me the time of day and invested in me that I know the importance of doing this for somebody else.
也就是因为有人与我分享他的生命，花时间倾注了很多他们自己的时间和心血在我身上，我就知道向别人如此行的重要性。
And I can't even begin to imagine how my life would have turned out if God didn't place her in my life.
我可以想象我的生命会变成什么样，如果神没有使他进入到我的生命中。
And so, brothers and sisters, this afternoon I ask you, do you dream of making an impact on someone else's life?
所以弟兄姐妹们，今天下午我想问问，你是否梦想过影响他人的生命呢？
Do you desire to be the spark in someone's life to make them see the significance of knowing Jesus and having a relationship with Jesus?
你渴望成为别人生命中的那个火花，使他们明白认识耶稣的意义。
Do you want to be a part of leading a generation of young people who will stand for truth and stand for justice and love and mercy?
你愿意成为带领青年一代的一份子，使他们能够坚持真理、正义、爱和怜悯吗？
I want to tell you that there is no time like the present.
没有任何时候可以与现在相比。
There is no necessity to wait.
没有什么任何必要再去等待。
Have an open heart and be convicted to respond to the challenge that God imparts on each and every one of us.
请敞开你们的心，回应神放在每个人里面对这个挑战的感动。
And so as the psalmist says,
就像这个诗篇所说的
Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me until I declare your marvelous deeds to this next generation.
神啊，我到年老发白的时候，请你不要离弃我，等我将你的能力指示下代，将你的大能指示后世的人。
Let me close off in prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Father Lord, we thank you so much for knowing who we are before we even knew you, Lord. You are awesome and you're great in our lives, God, and we thank you so much, God, for all the blessings that you have you have blessed upon us, God. And Lord, as a church family, as a church community right now, Lord, we ask that you would help us to see a more significant role in our lives, God. Help us to respond to the call of discipling people, Lord, and in particular, discipling and modeling you to our next generation, God. I pray, Lord, that we would take the call seriously, Lord, that as you tell us to make disciples of all nations, God, that we can see this as a great opportunity to make an impact, Lord, and to influence, God. And I pray, Lord, that you would help our community do this, God, that we would help each other to love our young people, God, and that they can see our good deeds and point to you in heaven. We thank you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah. 亲爱的父神，我们真是向你献上感恩。我们在这里为我们年轻的一代向你呼求，主啊，就求你真是帮在你的子民中兴起我们，真是来和下一代来连接，来将我们的信仰，来将你的能力指示给他们，使我们的信仰能够传承下去。主啊，我们是的子民，愿你来真是在我们当中来做工，使我们能来回应你的呼召。主啊，我们谢谢你今天与我们同在，也谢谢你兴起年轻的一代，使他们真是能够迎接你的再来。主，我们谢谢你，祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.